Hey, welcome back everyone to the channel. Tonight we have a spooky park ranger story in the state of Alaska at the Gates of the Arctic National Park, which is somewhere in Fairbanks. And what this guy experiences is just simply terrifying. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Hello, Campfire Tales. I have been a huge fan of your YouTube channel for years now, and I thought it would be a good time to share a horrific experience as a park ranger at the Gates of Arctic National Park and Preserve. All this started in the winter of 2019. I was working the afternoon shift and relaxing in the office. The park I work at doesn't get many visitors to begin with, so during the winter months, the park was pretty much empty. I was passing the time by watching dumb YouTube videos and eating the expired snacks they gave the employees, whole wheat crackers and mushy apples. I was about to take a bite of my apple when I heard a knock at the front office door. I put my apple down and stepped out of the chair and to the door. I looked through the peephole and was met with the concerning sight of a visibly distressed man staring at the peephole with wide eyes while pointing to something behind him. I walked back over to my desk and grabbed my gun, and then returned to the front door. I took one last look through the peephole and was shocked to see that the man was gone. I looked out of all the windows in the office, but he was nowhere to be found. Weird, I mumbled to myself before sitting back down and taking a bite of my apple, which I then spit out as my eyes met the worm in the center of the apple. I continued to watch the mind-numbing online content for another half an hour or so until I heard knocking at the door once again. I grabbed my firearm immediately and looked out of the peephole. I was confused and felt a strong sense of déjà vu when I saw the scene of a clearly panicked woman pointing to something behind her. I looked behind her again, but saw nothing. I opened the door, and the woman stayed still in the same pose, staring at me intently while looking at something behind her. "What seems to be the problem, ma'am?" I asked in a gentle yet evidently concerned tone. The woman looked behind her and exaggerated the direction she was pointing to. I looked behind her and still saw nothing. "Will you give me a second, ma'am?" I asked before going back into my office and grabbing my radio. "I need assistance at my office, over." I spoke into the radio. I went back to the door and froze when it was clear the woman was no longer there. "What the hell?" I said out loud. I quickly took a few steps to the door and closed it and locked it, now feeling paranoid. I sat back down in my chair and began to shake with pure anxiety and fear. I jumped when someone knocked on the door again. I didn't dare get up and answer it. They knocked again and again, but I couldn't bring myself to get up and experience the same thing for the fourth time. "Ah, for all fudge's sake," I said to myself before getting out of my chair and going to the door, opening it without even bothering to check through the peephole this time. I opened the door to reveal a distressed man, doing the usual, looking concerned and pointing behind him. It had happened so many times at this point that the scene made me chuckle. Being frustrated, I grabbed the man and pulled him in and shut the door behind us. "What is the problem?" I screamed at the man. He continued to have the punchable, concerned look on his face while pointing behind him. "If you don't want to tell me, I'll go out there and see it for myself." I pushed him to the side and walked past him out the front door. I embraced the cold winter air and looked around, examining my surroundings for any danger. I was about to go back inside when I noticed the horrific sight of two enormous, menacing, and red eyes blinking back at me from the mountain. Fear and panic threatened to overtake me, but I knew that the most important thing to do right now was to stay calm. I calmly walked backwards to my chair, trying to stay calm, but I felt like a full pot of coffee that a drunken waitress was carrying threatened to overflow any second. I sat down in my chair and examined the horrific sight, trying to think of it logically instead of letting my emotions take over me. I settled on venturing out and going to the mountain myself. Sure, it was incredibly risky, but what other choice did I have? I sat up from my chair and ventured a few paces to the front door. I opened the front door and was annoyed to see another person pointing behind themselves with a shocked expression. I groaned and simply pulled them inside. "Make yourself at home," I muttered in annoyance. I continued out the front door and shut it behind me. I then began my journey to the mountain that evidently was causing some kind of disturbance to the guests in this park, and it was my job to confront it. I embraced the cold and chilly air each step that I took, knowing I was one step closer to the mountain that housed the large and menacing eyes. After walking around for about 10 minutes, I finally looked up from the ground and felt a wave of nausea wash over me as my eyes met the now present eyes that I was briefly familiar with. I still didn't dare let my emotions take over me. I slowly but surely continued to walk in their direction, but there was no way in hell I was going to stare at them the entire time I was walking. So I set my eyes to focus on the ground again. After a few more minutes of walking, I couldn't resist the temptation to look up anymore. I stopped in my tracks and looked up, instantly being horror-struck by the fact the eye color had changed into a dark blood-red color. I wanted to keep walking, but I was frozen. I continued to stand there, intently staring into the horrific eyes. And that's when I took notice of the breathing. The mountain began to rise and then shrink, each time making a sound similar to what I could only describe as an alien breathing. I finally left my frozen state and continued to walk, listening and focusing on the breathing of the mountain. The breathing seemed to be more rapid and loud with each step that I took, as if they were getting angry at me. After a few more minutes of walking, I began to doubt my own sanity. The whole situation was definitely not an everyday thing, or even an earthly thing at that. I looked up at the mountains once more in an attempt to prove I wasn't crazy, and I choked out my breath when the mountain was now completely normal. No large eyes, no breathing. It was just a mountain. I stood in shock, staring at the mountain, almost hoping for the eyes to reappear just so I wouldn't think to stand there and doubt my own sanity for a second longer. After minutes of staring at the mountain, I half accepted the fact that I was just insane and the mountain never had eyes, and the fact that the mountain was never breathing. I knocked it down to the severe stress from all the people showing up at my door being responsible for this extreme hallucination. I turned back around and stared at my office for a few seconds before beginning my journey in its direction. It became sad at the fact the mountain wasn't real. Of course I was now safe, but clearly my sanity wasn't if I was imagining such a thing so lucidly. I stopped and stared back at the mountain, half hoping to see the eyes once more, but I was met with a regular old mountain again. After walking for another 15 minutes or so, I made my way back to the office. The person I had let in just before leaving wasn't there anymore, but the man from earlier still was. I tiredly opened the door and shut it behind me. I slumped down in my chair and sighed in defeat. When suddenly I began to hear the breathing from the mountain again. Excitement and fear overtook me at once, and I jumped out of my chair and ran to the door. I opened the door and was met with the scene of the familiar red eyes and breathing mountain. I screamed and jumped back into my office, locking the door behind me. "What the hell is that? Can you see that too?" I screamed at the man, this time in fear.
"Yes, I see it,"
he finally spoke.
"Oh, so now you can talk," I asked snarkily.
I looked out of my window, and the hairs on my neck stood up when the large red eyes continued to intently stare at me. I felt as if we were about to explode with pure fear and panic when the mountain revealed its mouth and slowly began to open it, revealing the gaping hole full of incomprehensible horrors.
I tried to examine what was in the hole. I could make out horrific swirling shapes and uncanny creatures scattering everywhere like alien spiders. I wanted to scream, but I was paralyzed from the pure fear and paranoia the scene was causing me. The mountain somehow looked as if it were going to do something calamitous. Suddenly, a deafening roar escaped from the mountain, causing the entire office to shake rapidly. I grabbed onto my desk for safety as I watched dozens of horrific creatures spilling out of the mouth like liquid, all charging directly at me. I looked behind me and noticed that the man had vanished. As the office continued to shake, I searched the entire building, looking for the man. The thought of him hiding somewhere crossed my mind, and I became incredibly panicked. After minutes of stumbling through the office and searching for the man, it was painfully clear that he had somehow impossibly vanished into thin air. The shaking started to settle down. I felt a sense of safety for a split second until the creatures began to swarm my office. Their roars caused the office to shake twofold. I went under my desk to protect myself from the worst of the damage. It felt as if I was under the desk for hours, listening to the relentless pounding and roaring of the creatures. Finally, I decided that I had had enough. I got out from under my desk, and my mouth gaped as I examined the sheer amount of damage they had done to my office. I walked to the front door, opened it, and bolted out of the office into the snowy forest. Since I had been a park ranger for the past few years at that point, I knew of some good potential shelter hiding places in the back of my mind. I turned behind me and was met with a panic-inducing scene of dozens of creatures just some paces away, looking absolutely hungry for me. I knew the nearest shelter I was thinking of was a good 15 minutes run away. I just gotta stall them for 15 minutes. The shelter I was going to was an abandoned bunker deep inside the forest that a few coworkers and I stumbled upon. The lock was rusty and the bunker itself was absolutely filled with spiders, but it seemed much better than accepting the fate of being killed in an unknown way by the horrific creatures whom had been chasing me. I picked up my pace twofold and could almost instantly feel how much the distance between the creatures and I grew, almost as if they were slowing down at the same time as I increased my pace. I looked behind me and a wave of panic and confusion completely enveloped me. The creatures were nowhere in sight. I didn't dare stop, though. I increased my pace as much more as humanly possible and continued on the direction of the bunker. After a few more minutes of running, I finally reached the bunker. I stopped in my tracks and gasped in huge lungfuls of oxygen. My lungs were starving from running, so I didn't care about the risk of stopping for a minute or two to catch my breath. After I was done catching my breath, I turned to examine the bunker. It was way more rusty than the last time that I had seen it. I put my hand on the bunker handle and was surprised and a little scared to feel how effortlessly it opened, as if someone had been in here very recently. I stopped pulling the bunker door and paused. This seems like a trap. It doesn't make sense as to why the creatures would suddenly disappear. Maybe they knew I was going to the bunker and... My train of thought was interrupted by the sudden and paralyzing scene of dozens of creatures bolting out of the bunker at once, impacting me harshly and causing me to slam into the snowy forest ground. I screamed in pain as the creatures stomped over my injured body. One by one, I had slight hope that this would be the worst of it, and that they were leaving. But an intense feeling of overwhelming dread suddenly washed over me at once when I heard the loud and erratic footsteps of the creatures begin to grow closer. They're coming back. I quickly forced myself out of my panic-induced paralytic state and scurried to my feet. Adrenaline began to surge through my veins as the eyes met the scene of all the creatures getting ready to charge directly at me. I knew if I ran in the opposite direction of them, it would give them an easier chance to attack me, but if I ran sideways, I would have a better chance of surviving. I instantly booked it to my left and ran like my life depended on it, because it quite literally did.
As I ran, I could hear the absolute gut-wrenching sounds of the creature's erratic and alien footsteps and shrieking, hungry for me. My legs threatened to give out, but my adrenaline was surging through my entire body, leading them the power to continue running. I watched in slow motion as I tripped on a branch and slowly began the fall, bringing the ground that my face was inevitably about to crash into closer and closer into view. My face hit the ground with a thud, and I groaned in a mixture of pain and fear as I knew the horrific creatures were on my tail. The creatures began to relentlessly claw and torture me, causing me to scream in pure agony. The pain felt like it would last forever, and the idea of me dying by this torture didn't seem like such an insane thought. In an instant, a deafening roar traveled through the park, causing the creatures to momentarily stop their rain of torture on me. I managed to flip myself over and watch as the earth shook around me, and the creatures ran to the mountains. I looked at the mountain and saw the familiar red eyes and the gaping mouth continuing to scream through the park, letting the earthquake continue. The creatures rapidly poured into the mouth, as if they were being vacuumed in. I watched as the creatures danced and morphed into incomprehensible horrors in the mouth, and in an instant, the mouth was closed and the eyes had disappeared. However, this time the breathing didn't stop. I decided to lay there just for a little while longer to focus on the steady breathing of the mountain. Despite all the trauma that very same mountain had caused me, watching it breathe sent waves of calmness throughout, slightly numbing the pain from the relentless torture I had just endured. After a while of watching the mountain, I knew I needed to get up and assess the situation I was in. I sat up and screamed in fear when I finally saw just how injured I was. My arms were completely covered in blood, and it had made the snow where my arms once laid soaked with blood. I stood up and began to walk as fast as I could to the office, considering the damage my body had. It was a long, slow, and painful walk back to the office. I almost passed out a few times, but I would slap myself awake. I left a trail of blood as I walked. The following days were a dazed blur. I remember making it back to the office, medical help arriving, being taken away in a helicopter, and spending some time in a hospital. It has been over 3 years since this horrific incident. I never returned to work after that day. It is still a mystery as to what that mountain was, and more importantly, how it was. But I don't dare enough go out there again and try to find out, especially after what had happened.